Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
For the latest on your Georgia Bulldogs. This is Bulldog Roundtable exclusively on The Fan. Live from the Georgia's own Credit Union studios at the Buttsmere Building in Athens.
25-20, far sideline, 15, 10, 5, get in there, touchdown!
This morning, The Fan staff brings you the latest on the Dogs.
As the only station in Atlanta that's live in Athens all year long.
Yes, indeed! That was too easy!
Bulldog Roundtable is proudly presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union. Find out how you can become one of Georgia's Own at georgiasown.org. And by Haug Law Group, your local personal injury attorneys. You can't spell Haug without the U, the G, and the A. HaugLawGroup.com.
And that's going to be the ball game. Georgia will win this ball game.
Now, live from the Georgia's Own Credit Union studios in the Buttsmere Building in Athens, it's Chuck Dowdle on the Bulldog Roundtable.
Oh, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Bulldog Roundtable, coming to you live from the Georgia's Own Credit Union studios and presented by the Haug Law Group. We are indeed the heartbeat of Dog Nation, and so happy to have you with us here this morning. By the way, before I get into today's show, let me once again give out thanks to Governor Brian Kemp for being with us on Tuesday. And if you heard the governor make the strong plea, right now the state of Georgia with more supply than demand for the COVID vaccine, if you have not had the shot, please do so. Get it for yourself, for your family, for your neighbors, you know, for the state of Georgia. Let's go ahead and get our shots, get ready for fall football in full capacity. Something else that the governor said looks very promising for this fall, and we're all looking forward to. So let's please take heed of that. And by the way, I want to remind all of you, you can hear all Bulldog Roundtable episodes in podcast form at 680thefan.com. or with the 680 The Fan app. And our first guest this morning, a guy that knows all about podcasts, Brent Rollins. He's the analyst for UGASports.com and co-host of Bulldogs by the Numbers podcast, which is part of our Podcast Park family. And Brent, good morning. And you know, we mentioned also on Tuesday that Georgia had set a record for the NFL draft with 9 players picked in a 7-round draft. And they are really going to like recruits and members of this team are really going to like what you've got to say in your most recent podcast about the 2022 draft. Go ahead, tell everybody how many you're predicting Georgia could have in the next draft.
Well, good morning. And I would say at minimum, you're probably looking at around 11, depending upon if someone, you know, who leaves, who stays, as much as anywhere from 14 to 15, though.
14 to 15 players wearing Bulldog uniforms this coming season could go in the NFL draft in 2022. That's an astounding number, but that's just how deep the talent pool is.
Very much so. And you look at – and a lot of that is guys who now, like you think about James Cook and Zamir White as running backs, Jordan Davis, Devontae Wyatt along the defensive line, those guys that came back for their senior seasons – and now will then sort of push that themselves into that 2022 draft.
Brent, tell me about who you think might be the top Georgia Bulldog taken. I know so many people are, you know, I've seen drafts with JT Daniels' name all over it, you know, from at the very highest to, you know, down much lower. But where do you think he'll go?
JT specifically, to me, he's not a first-round pick. A surefire first-round pick right now, because just when you think about who went in this past draft, the 5 quarterbacks that went in the first round, all 6'3", you know, 225-plus pound guys that, you know, 6'3 plus, I guess you could say, like Trevor Lawrence and Trey Lance, but supreme athletes. JT's not, from a size perspective, not there yet. What he's going to have to do this year, I think, is have one of those Joe Burrow, Mac Jones-type just seasons from an accuracy standpoint. He is unbelievably accurate, limits turnover type plays, and leads an offense that, you know, scores, you know, 38, upper 30s in the 40s points per game.
And then what about George Pickens? He's hurt, you know, obviously will not play this year, but do you think he'll come back, or what do you think that the prospects will be for George Pickens if he decides to, you know, go ahead and take the shot at the NFL without the season under his belt to show that he's fully healthy?
Yeah, he's such an interesting case because, you know, he's never had a full off season. You know, he came in the summer as a freshman, and then last year, obviously, COVID wiped away the spring. Was really looking forward to seeing him, you know, really get to the finer details of playing the receiver position that you just haven't, you know, because we all know he's an absolute freak athlete and is going to make contested catches down the field and make unbelievable catches all the time. But it's those finer details of playing the receiver position that I bet a lot of NFL evaluators wanted to see this season. And that, to me, what makes the Clemson game so insanely interesting this year, because if you do win that game and, you know, going and having a great start to the season, maybe his rehab kind of gets a little more, you know, focused in his rehab and says, hey, maybe I can come back, you know, late November, first part of December for a possible, you know, SEC championship playoff type run. But I don't necessarily see that happening with him. And I would say he very much gets himself start preparing for the NFL draft. Now, he could obviously come back and play his senior season, but I don't know that I see that happening.
Talking with Brent Rodelins, the analyst for UGASports.com and co-host of Bulldogs by the Numbers podcast, which is part of our podcast park family. And Brent, when we first came on just a few minutes ago, you said, you know, you felt pretty good about 11 guys going in the draft and could be as many as 14 or 15. Who are some of those that are on the bubble that could play their way into that draft?
A lot of it's just in terms of do they go ahead and put their name in the hat for the draft, or do they not? Now, I put four in the article that sort of potential early departures, two of which I think are more likely than the other two of which being Lewisine and N'Kobe Dean. The interesting thing is, and those are your most experienced players coming back on defense outside of the defensive line, and they just, to me, if they have take that leap, that next step, have big-time seasons, that they might sort of look into the draft. But also, you know, for those guys, the interesting thing about both of those is positional value. When you look at linebackers and safeties that have, over the past couple of drafts, unless you're just a physical super freak like a Micah Parsons or a Zaven Collins like this past year, those guys are really getting pushed down into the, you know, mid to late second round, third round type guys. So it'll be interesting to see what those guys do. The other two, Kyrus Jackson, you know, if the offense is what we think it can be, and he has a highly productive year, this is obviously his fourth year on campus, so he might be someone who looks to explore the draft. And then lastly, I look more so from just a physical standpoint, and that's Trayvon Walker, because while he's not produced at any point at this time to being like a draftable type player yet, from a size, athletic ability, all the traits, the physical traits that you want in an NFL player, he has those immensely. And I think if you see him step into that Malik Herring type role, have a lot of production, especially as a pass rusher, that he might then start to look at that, the draft, and maybe put that name in the hat.
Brent, I think an interesting name on that Bulldog roster that bears watching this year. You know, he's had his battle with injuries. He's playing a position that has in many ways been devalued in the NFL draft, but certainly Zamir White in that running back position. But yet he's a guy that with a great year this year, he could certainly open a lot of eyes at the NFL level because his skills are just off the charts.
Yeah, and that's it. I think the biggest thing for him is becoming that just breaking tackle machine and really elevating his game and forcing just missed tackle after missed tackle. If you look at the guys who have gone higher in the draft, that's what you see. Like Javonte Williams from North Carolina led the FBS this past season in forced tackles missed tackles forced. So that's the next step for him with Zamir. And now he's obviously 2 years removed from the knee issues, another healthy off season. So it'll be, and if you can also then show a little bit in the passing game as a receiver and had that opportunity, I mean, because he's not had very many targets in his career, but he shows that plus the explosiveness and the being able to force missed tackles, then yes, I think he could see him get into that second round range for himself.
Brent, I got to tell you, it's going to be fascinating to watch, isn't it?
Very much so. There's so much talent, and obviously they're going to be on a big stage to start the season against a defense that's returning basically its entire roster. So from an offensive standpoint, it's going to be fun to watch, that's for sure.
Oh, man, can't wait, cannot wait. Brent Rollins, analyst for UGASports.com and co-host of Bulldogs by the Numbers, the podcast. And we really appreciate your time, Brent. We'll be checking back in with you as we move along and see if you skew those numbers one way or another. But we certainly appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, appreciate it.
All right, Brent Rollins here with us on the Bulldog Roundtable. We're going to take a break, come back, and turn our attention to baseball. Big series opening up in Fayetteville, Arkansas for our Georgia best of nine. That's next.
This is the official sports talk station of the Dogs.
It's Bulldog Roundtable on the Fan.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Is there chaos in your closet?
Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a three-piece, all right? Which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart, and there needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomclosets.com, and then call us for a free in-home consultation.
This is Bulldog Roundtable with Chuck Dowdle, live from the Georgia's Own Credit Union Studios in the Butzmere Center in Athens, on the official sports talk station of the Georgia Bulldogs, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
And welcome back to the Bulldog Roundtable. Our thanks once again to Brent Rollins for being with us. And it certainly is going to be fascinating to watch this coming fall when you consider that Georgia just sets a record with nine players going in the seven-round draft to the NFL. And now Brent, who studies this very closely, saying that it looks like a minimum of 11 and perhaps as many as 14 or 15 could play their way into that 2022 National Football League draft. And when you understand what that means to recruiting, to Coach Kirby Smart and his staff, as they go out and make the pitch to these young men across the country, not just in the state of Georgia, about what they can, what playing at Georgia can do for them in helping them achieve that next level, achieve their dreams. You get the importance of having so many players, go in the draft. That's why this past draft, having Georgia sprinkle throughout it, I think only the fourth round was the only round in the entire draft that Georgia did not have a player go in the NFL draft. So that was certainly impressive, and something that I'm sure that the coaching staff will make great use of that information out on the recruiting trail. So we appreciate Brent this morning and all of his information. University of Georgia baseball team getting ready to head up to Fayetteville, Arkansas. In fact, they will open a best of three game series with the Arkansas Razorbacks tomorrow in Fayetteville. Now keep in mind, the Dogs have seven consecutive games now on the road. We just came off of a tough series loss at home to Auburn and looking to bounce back, but the Dogs playing very well of lately. They earlier, just a few weeks ago, they played the number one team at that time in the nation in Nashville. That was Vanderbilt. They go up there. They take two out of three from the Vanderbilt Commodores. And, I mean, beat Kumar Rocker, one of their aces, and just did a terrific job with the bats against the Commodores, scored 25 runs in that three-game series. And that sort of ignited Georgia's baseball hopes here as we head towards that SEC tournament. Now, heading to Arkansas, Arkansas now ranked number one in the nation. You got three games there. Those will be on the road. You're going to have one game that will be next Wednesday, I believe it is, on the road in Atlanta against Georgia Tech, and then turn around and go on the road to Gainesville, Florida, for three against the Florida Gators. These are critical games, seven consecutive games that the Dogs now have on the road, two SEC series with that midweek rivalry game in Atlanta. So, obviously, this is going to be a very important seven-game series all away from Foley Field and Scott Strickland's squad getting all geared up. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch. But the SEC tournament now just around the corner, and how the Dogs fare in these next two big series with number one ranked Arkansas and then against the Gators the following weekend down in Gainesville, going to be very, very important. All right, we're going to take a break. We come back, we're going to have one of our all-time favorite Bulldogs with us because he's getting ready to walk across that stage and get that diploma. We are very proud of this young man. He is next here on the Bulldog Roundtable.
Dialed into the Dogs all year long.
This is Bulldog Roundtable on the Fan.
This is Georgia head coach Kirby Smart, and you're listening to the Bulldog Roundtable on the official sports talk station of the Georgia Bulldogs, 680 The Fan on FM at 93.7. Go Dogs!
And welcome back to the Bulldog Roundtable. And every so often, we get an opportunity to talk with one of our all-time favorite guests. And haven't had a chance to catch up with this guy in quite a while since he left the university to pursue his dream in the National Football League. But back on campus, and you talk about something to be proud of, graduating from the University of Georgia, going to be walking across that stage. One of the all-time great defensive linemen at Georgia, all-SEC performer, Jonathan Ledbetter. Jonathan, thank you for your time this morning. Appreciate you coming back and being with us and obviously getting that degree, buddy. I know you're proud.
Oh, of course, of course. Only person more proud than me is Mama. But I'm glad to be here, man. I'm always enjoy being on the show. You know, I'm definitely blessed and thankful to be graduating. It's definitely been a journey, but here we are full circle coming back, you know, playing ball and, you know, doing school at the same time. And here I am a week out from graduation, so I'm excited.
That is terrific, Jonathan. Getting your degree in housing policy and real estate with a real estate emphasis. And I got to ask you, at some point you know that your playing career will come to an end. What do you want to pursue? A real estate career? Is that what you're looking forward to?
I kind of want to just, you know, get well-versed in the background. I want to just really start doing some developments and just kind of be, you know, a mixture of all types of real estate, whether it's, you know, like residential or, you know, commercial, and also the construction side. I'm actually been doing an internship in Athens with a pretty big developer who I had the opportunity to meet while I was in college here. And just kind of, you know, of course, in college you can't really do anything with relationship, but, you know, just kind of kept in contact, and especially when I got in the league. And, you know, graced me with the opportunity to come and just learn from him and pick his brain. And I kind of fell in love with it, you know, from seeing houses, you know, from start to finish, and projects and, you know, investment projects, you know, from shopping malls to, you know, really just anything, you know, from quick fixer-uppers. You know, he kind of does it all. And, you know, I started at Georgia in a whole nother major. I thought I was going to be a doctor, but football kind of switched that up and took the housing and real estate route. And I really just kind of fell in love with the numbers, and just being able to own a piece of property and a piece of land is really important. And, you know, land has always been, you know, the value, you know, since the old days. So I and it just kind of interested me, and took it and took the ground running, you know, and here we are.
Well, you know, you say that, and I can't help but think about my dad always used to tell me that the only investments he liked were the kind he could drive by and look at.
That's right. That's exactly what my mentor says, and it definitely is it's definitely fulfilling, you know, seeing it, driving by it, and knowing that, you know, it's yours and you own it, and it's making you even more money, and, you know, it's a part of your wealth, and nobody can really take that away from you.
That's terrific. Tell me about you're with the Miami Dolphins. I know you've been on injured reserve, but tell me about the step from college to the NFL, and is it really eye-opening?
Most definitely. You know, I feel like at Georgia, you know, the way we play and the standard of play that was, you know, really established, and, you know, 2017 season, 2018 season, I feel like that helped me make the transition from college to the league. You know, we put a lot on ourselves, and when you get in the league, it's really just, you know, you're part of the team, but you have to do what you have to do for you in order to help the team, and that's exactly what it's like at Georgia. And it's just a different caliber, you know. It's a different speed, different demand. You know, it's a full-time job, and you got to take it that way if you want to be great. And it's just fun. You know, you get to play a sport you've been playing your whole life for a living and get paid for it. And it's a blessing. You know, it's a blessing every day. But the transition was pretty smooth for me. You know, going undrafted, it was definitely kind of hard. I had a chip on my shoulder, but just kept my head down and kept working.
Did that serve you, though, that chip on your shoulder?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. You know, I went into camp, and I wasn't angry at first, but I just kind of embraced it. I knew that God, you know, chose that path for me for a reason. And, you know, I just excelled. I just continued to work hard and work hard every day and got 1% better. And I had the opportunity to, you know, make the 53-man roster and, you know, start, you know, my first game in the NFL for the Miami Dolphins and, you know, game one. And it was great, you know. And the second week came and I got hurt and I ended up being out for a season. And that was tough.
How are you doing now physically, Jonathan?
I'm doing great now. Actually, that was I had an ankle injury, and I was fine after like 6 weeks. But you know, the NFL has, you know, different protocols and different stuff for like IR, so they just decided to, you know, rest me up. It was my rookie year, and they didn't really see a reason to, you know, try to force it. And COVID kind of hit, and I rehabbed all the way back. I was ready to come back and start, you know, my second season with the Dolphins, and then I ended up tearing my ACL. And my LCL actually in April, last April. So I'm a year out from that, and there's some change. And I'm feeling great. I'm 100%. The Dolphins took care of me. They've been showing love, and I definitely owe it to the organization, you know, and definitely Coach Flores and, you know, the training staff for just taking care of me and, you know, not giving up on me and seeing it through. And I can't wait to, you know, pay it forward to them. Yeah. But it's been a crazy 2 years, but I wouldn't have it any other way. You know, it's taught me a lot, and it's been able to, you know, help me grow as a person and as a player.
We're just a few days away from the NFL draft last weekend in Georgia with a record 9 players drafted in a 7-round draft. And how close attention do you or do other pro players pay to the NFL draft that's going on?
I mean, honestly, we just watch it, you know, to support our guys, you know, support everyone. You know, it is a great accomplishment, you know, to have your name called. But in reality, you know, it's for those guys to enjoy the moments that they've accomplished from college, and, you know, they're being rewarded. And to guys in the league, it's honestly like, all right, you know, come prove it now. You know, they believe in you. Come prove it. And, you know, you got to come put on the show every day, you know, whether you win first or whether you are drafted, you know, they don't care. It's like, you know, come here, do your job, and, you know, may the best man win. It's really, it's competition, you know, up and down the court, but it is fun. It's just a different type of game, man. You just can't simulate it any other way.
what advice would you give to the 9 players that were selected, and the couple of guys that went as free agents, DJ Daniel and Malik Herring?
I would definitely say, man, just stay true to yourself. Be a sponge. You know, when you get there, find a vet, save your money. You know, really the basics, but it really are really important. You know, find a balance between football and, you know, start to explore who you are as a person while you're playing football, and don't you know, necessarily wait. And, you know, I was, you know, had grateful enough to have the opportunity, you know, even though I was hurt, you know, I could come back to school and finish school and end up graduating. So, you know, I knew that this, you know, game doesn't last forever. And then, you know, you have to start working on other things while you're playing this, you know, so when it's over, you're not just, you know, what do I do?
Well, I got to tell you, Jonathan, everybody's really proud of you. I mean, not only for all that you did for Georgia, but here you are coming back and getting that diploma. And, I mean, pal, you think your mom's proud of you? Well, I know she is, but so is Dog Nation. This is just a great thing, and really, really happy for you, my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Love always, Dog Nation. I'll be a dog forever.
Well, no doubt about that. And just one other tip now. When you walk across that stage, don't take out the president, okay, to grab that diploma, all right?
I try not to. Yeah, no promises.
I know President Moorhead well. I don't think that he could take one of your tackles. So just go up there, grab that diploma, and exit the stage.
You got it. Thank you, guys.
All right. Jonathan Ledbetter, a great dog here with us on the Bulldog Roundtable, and so happy for him. Coming back to school and going to be getting that diploma here at graduation. To all of you in Dog Nation, thanks as always for being with us. Let's look forward to the weekend, and let's have a great Bulldog Day, everybody.
Spring is here, and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.